דף למד עמד א' במשנה. רבי אלעזר בן עזריה אומר, אין תפילות המוספים אלא בחובר עיר. That תפילות המוסף, since it's not a תפילה של רחמים, it's a תפילה כנגד the קולב מוסף, so it was only said בציבור, אין תפילות המוספים אלא בחובר עיר, so Rashi says, לא תקנוע אלא בציבור. Chavar ir, chabura sa ir. When the ir comes, when a chabura of the ir comes together, then you say musaf. Avaloi le yochid. A yochid is not mechuyev in tfilis musaf, and somebody's not mechuyev, he's not permitted to say tfilis musaf, because it was only niskan for a tzibo. Vachachomim oimrim, bechavar ir, vishaloi bechavar ir. There's a tzachiyev that the tzibo should daven, and a yochid is also mechuyev to daven. Rab Yehuda Omer Mishmoy, Kol Mokaim Sheyesham Chover Ir, when there is a Tzibur, Yochid Potter Mitzvilas HaMusofen. When there is a Tzibur, a Yochid is Potter. Kol Mokaim, Mishmoy Sherab Elazar Ben Azariah, Kol Mokaim, Begmore Porich, Hainu Tanekama Alibe de Rab Elazar Ben Azariah. It would seem that Rab Elazar Ben Azariah and Rabbi Yehuda, Mishem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, are saying the same thing. When there's a chover ear, a yochid is potter mitzvilas hamosof. So the Gemara asks the Shaila, Rabbi Yehuda, hainu tanekame. Rabbi Yehuda is mamish the same like the tanekame. What is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the tanekame? So the Gemara answers, iko binayu yochid shaloi bechover ear. The difference will be a yochid shaloi bechover ir. Let us see what Rashi says. Yochid hador ba'ir, a yochid that lives in a city, she'ein sham asoret, and there's no tzibur in the city. L'tanikam aliv ed rabbi Elazar d'amar lo tiknua ela ba'asoret. According to the Tanikam, the whole tefillas hamosofim is only said through a tzibur. So a yochid that lives in a ear that there's no tzibur on that ear, yochid zeh potter. The whole tefillah was only niskan, it's a tefillah's hatzibur. If there's no tzibur in this ear, so there's no chiyuv bechlal. L'Rabbi Yehuda, ein yochid potter elo b'mokei masore, sheshliach tzibur poitroi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when there is a tzibur that's davening, so the tzibur, so those who don't find themselves in the tzibur are potter to davin, because the shatz is mitzi all the yechidim. That is shat Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda oimer mishmoy, kol mokaim sheyesham chover ir, if there is a chover ir, then yochid potter mitzvilas hamusofen. He says the tefillah of the chover ir patters the yechidim. Tfilas Musaf is different than all other tfilas, which there, since it's tfilas shel rachmim, a yochid is also mechuyev to daven. Since this is not a tfilas shel rachmim, and there is a tzibur that is davening, so memele he's yoytze with the tfilas tzibur. But if there is no tzibur that is davening, so then there's a chiyev and a yochid to daven. So that are the three, these are the three shittas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds the whole chiyuv tefillah is only on the tzibur. The Chachamim hold a yochid is mechuyev and a tzibur is mechuyev. And Rabbi Yehuda says if there is a tzibur that is davening, so the yochid who is not in the tzibur is potter to daven. He's yoytze with the tefillah sa tzibur. Omer Rabchiya Barav, Haloche ke Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'oma Mishim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabchiya Barav paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer le Rabchiya Barovin, Shapir Kamrit. You're right. Why? I bring you a raya from Shmuel. The Omer Shmuel said, Mi yomai loy matzline tzlusa de mesofim biyochit. I never davened Musaf b'yechides b'nerdor. I never in my life davened Musaf b'yechides b'nerdor. Levar me'ahu yoyme. There was one day I davened Musaf b'yechides. What was that day? The osa pul Musa del Malke lemoso. The army came that day to the city. Va'atridu rabbonon v'loitzolu. and there was a big tumult there when the army came, so there was no minyan there. V'tzoli li b'yochid. So then I thought, that was the first time in my life I davened tfilas musa v'yachibis. That means like this, when he didn't go to shul, so I didn't daven in ganzen. So Shmuel paskened also like Rabbi Yehuda, Mishaim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But al kolponim, this day, Eistis, I davened b'yachidis. So we see that Shmuel also holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, Mishaim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. B'nerdo, lefi sheyesham tzibu, because in Nerdo there was a tzibu, v'ashliach petrani, so I never davened tfilas musaf b'yachidis. Pulmes achel. Period. Yosef, Rab Chanine, Karo, Kamei, v'Rab Yanai. Rab Chanine Karo, his profession was, he was a builder, and there were kairos, he used to cover roofs. He used to cover, that was his profession. That's why he was called Rab Chanine Karo. That means he was a lush, he was a roofer. And he was, Rab Chanine Karo, Kamei, v'Rab Yanai. V'yosef v'koma, and he's sitting in front of Rabbi Yanai, v'koma haloche k'Rabbi Yehuda she'omar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And he told them also the same thing, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda she'omar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Omar loi poik karo k'ro'echo lebro. He says, when you make a roof, so there's two halokim to the roof. The chalik that's in the inside of the roof, that tutepesoif, it accomplishes something, it's protecting the people inside the house. The chalik of the boards that are sticking outside are worthless, it's not accomplishing anything. So he told them, poik karo k'ro'echo lebro, your boards, whatever you're telling me, shouldn't be accepted inside, it's not accepted in the base medrash, it's good for the outside, but it's unacceptable here. The ein aloche ke Rabbi Yehuda she'omar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda she'omar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. So we see klar that Rabbi Yanai, he said it with Ashtech also, that Rabbi Yanai said klar that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Ani ra'isi es Rabbi Yanai de tzoli v'hodor tzoli. I once saw, I was watching Rabbi Yanai, and Rabbi Yanai davened one Shemayne Esrei, and then he davened the second time Shemayne Esrei. Again, bizman chazal, there was no sidurim. And Rabbi Yochanan was looking at him that he davened two times Shemayne Esrei. So what's pshatin Rabbi Yanai? So we see klar that he holds like the chachamim. We see that this was a maisa before that he said you shouldn't say we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I once saw le maisa he davened two shemayne esrei. So what's that two shemayne esrei? And there was a day that was chayiv v'musaf. So he see davened musaf b'yechidus. Now how do you daven musaf b'yechidus? Say according to Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and say according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if there's a chavar here, there's no mokim to daven musaf. There's no mokim for a yochid to daven musaf. So what is pshat? So pshat is if a kelp, because we paskin like the chachamim. If we paskin like the chachamim, so a yochid is also mechuyiv to daven. So Rabbi Yochanan brought this raya, this was a maiserat. He saw klar that Rabbi Yanai davened in the day that was chayiv b'musaf, he davened two shemayne esreis. And so you see, Lemaise, he holds the halach is like the Chachomim, that a yochid is chayev v'tzvilis musa. So, Amale Rabbi Yirmiyah l'Rab Zeire, what's the raya? A siddur we don't hear. We're just watching the pu'ula that Rabbi Yanai did. V'dilme mi'ikore lo'i kivin daite, l'besayb kivin daite. Could be he didn't daven musa. Could be he davened Shachris two times. He davened Shachris two times. Why did you daven Shachris two times? The first time he wasn't Mechavan, so he davened over again. So how can your boy from you see Rabbi Yanai, you didn't speak with him, you didn't approach him, you're watching from the Vaiten, and you see he davened two Shemayne Esrei, so you're proving From that he davened to Shimon Esres. Why did he daven to Shimon Esres? And Mestami daven Musaf. And we see that he holds that, that Allah is like the Rabbanon, that a Yochid is Mechuyev to daven Musaf. How can you build all these things? Maybe he wasn't Mechavim, and therefore he davened twice. So Akaponim, we have a shaila pshatn these two shemayn esreis. Amalei chazi man gavre rabbe de kamase dalei. Listen, if Rabbi Yochanan told over this maise, Rabbi Yochanan wants to prove from this maise that Rabbi Yanei Paskins like the Chachomim, that a yochid is mechuyev betvilas musav, so Rabbi Yochanan was mevarer, that al kochach it wasn't two shachreisim. Else Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't tell it over. Rabbi Yochanan is ishkan katlekanye, he's a gavre rabbe. If he said this maise, he could rely on it, that there's a maise rav, Rabbi Yanei Davin Musav. Now, al kochach we have to say, stamazoi, if the Gemara had a pilpul, if he daven two times shachis, or one shachis and one musaf, l'chayr this maisa happened on Shabbos, tachzachmir, that shachis is sheva brochas, and musaf is sheva brochas. So, he could have a sofik, maybe it's two times shachis, or one time musaf, because both are sheva brochas. But if it wasn't the middle of the, it was a Rosh Chodesh, or a chalamoid, that shachis is yudches brachis, in musaf is sheva brachis, l'chayre, they shouldn't take the same amount of time. So, l'chayre azoy, so what's the pilpul? So, kochach l'chayre, this maise happened on a Shabbos. Like, there's a meiradike maise, the maise is very interesting. The prichodosh brings down that he was an Eretz Yisrael diker. The Prichodosh lived in Eretz Yisrael. He writes, he once went to Chutz La'aretz. And he was davening in the Chutz La'aretz diker minyan the second day yontif. So he was afraid. So he had a daven at tefillah shel chayil. By him it's chalamoyed already. And by them it's a tefillah shel yontif. So he was afraid. A meirah diker ma'is, which I don't understand. He was afraid if he'll daven yutches broches, and they're davening sheva broches, so everyone will see he's davening at tefillah shel chol, because it's going to take him longer. Aye, maybe the prichodosh, maybe davens with more kavana. No, that's what kein nish kecholim fun. So Mele, he had a problem. That what should he do? So he started davening Shemin Esra earlier, before the tzibur, kidei should end together with them. It should not be But Al Kaponim, we see also from the Prichodosh that it doesn't take the same amount of time. So Mestome, here it's speaking about it was a Shabbos, and Kiva Pilpul, who was two Shachresim, or one Shachres and one Musaf. Now, before we go to Rashi, the Gemara says maybe he wasn't Mechavin the first Shemayna Esrei, so therefore he davened over again. So Mameli can't prove it. I said Rabbi Yechon was a good detective. He knew the real reason why he davened, that the second one was not Shachis, it was Musaf. The Rosh brings a raya from this Gemara. Mikan mashme, the misha loikiven datoi, l'chol ha'poches ba'ovois, shetzorech lachzer l'ispalo. The Rosh brings a raya from this Gemara, that there, a person that wasn't mechaven has to daven over again, and you can't say, the Rosh says, al koponim, by ovis. If a person, the Iker kavone should be by the first broch of ovis. So if a person wasn't mechaven by ovis, he's mechuyiv to daven over again. That's, the Rabbeinu Yehuda seems to learn that was the pilpul over here. Maybe he wasn't mechaven by ovis. I don't understand. If he wasn't mechaven ba'ovei, so why did he daven the whole Shemayn Esra and then go back again? But I can't understand how they learned Shat and the Gemara. They both learned that he wasn't mechaven ba'ovei. So if you're not mechaven ba'ovei, Shulchan Aruch says if you're not mechaven ba'ovei, you go back. Not you daven, you finish the Shemayn Esra and then go back. You forget. It's the whole thing taik dachmish. The Shemayn Esra you start off on the left foot already. So I don't understand. Why should, if he wasn't Mechavan Bovis, why he davened the whole Shemayin Esrei? The Tzoli v'hodar Tzoli v'lomalei beis tfiles el acha shal shachis v'acha shal musofim שמאמינו לסלה היא דרב אלעזר בן עזאי, דאז לא לקבל אלעזר בן עזאי, ודילמה מיקור אלוקי ואין דייטי, ותבייו דשחס, maybe both of them were שחס, מן גברו רבו דקומסו דלוי, who's saying אידס, רב יויכנן שהייד על הדובו, רב יויכנן saying אידס, יופי דיגדק, היזיכו was מדגדק, שבשביל תפילה שמו סופם הויסו. That he said it over because of Tfilas Hamosofen. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Rab Ami beRavasi, Avol gav behavelut leiser beknishte betverje. Even though there were 13 botei knesiyos betverje, lehavi matzli elabeni amudi heichida avegarsi. They did not daven in the shuls. They davened in the where they learned. Now, how does this come in to our Gemara? So Taisva says, let us see Taisva. Ein aloche k'Rabbi Yehuda shama mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria el aloche k'Rabbanan v'chein posak Rabbeinu Chananu that we don't pass because them is in this 3 days over here. Ein aloche k'Rabbi Yehuda could mean we pass like Elazar ben Azaria. No, it means no. We pass like the Chachamim that a yochid is also mechayev the tefillas hamesofim. That's why the Gemara brings over here Rabbi Ami veRabasi. Show you mispalulim biyochid beinei amudi degarsi. They daven biyachidis musar lashmiinim dahalochi kerabonim. So that's how this ma'isa comes in. This ma'isa was musif they daven biyachidis. Agavuche the goin says this halocha which we had before on Daf Ches. That Oyev Hashem Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkanei Shakei, that the Rabbi Nishlam is more choshev the Mokim where Shorim HaMetzionim Baloche, it's more choshev than all the Batei Knesiyos. From here we learn that it's more choshev the Smais of Rav Ami of Rav Asi, there were 13 Batei Knesiyos in Tveria, but they davened where they learned. There's a Machloikes HaRishonim what the Chiddush is. The Shitas HaRambam is that the Gemara does not mean that this is better than Tfilah B'Tzibur. Tfilah B'Tzibur zicha better than the place where he's learning. And the Rambam learns pshat that they zicha had a minyan. No, the Shaila is as follows. They could have had a minyan where they learned. In the Debotei Knesiyos, there was Roivam Hadras Melech, there was a big oilom. So that the Gemara says, Kineged Roivam Hadras Melech, it is preferable to daven with a minyan where you are learning. But if you don't have a minyan, you zichem mechuyev to go to daven with a minyan. That's Shitas HaRambam. So according to the Rambam, it's very difficult to understand how this Gemara comes in over here. The Rambam learns Pshad Rav Ami and Rav Asi davened with a minyan. So vikim does da rein. Taisvis we see learned nitazoi. That's from the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Taisvis learned that they daven biyachidis. That to daven beini amudi, to daven in the mokaim where they learned, that's more choshev afilo than tefillah b'tzibur. So the Gemara brought it here to tell us that even musaf they daven biyachidis. That this ma'isa was b'musaf, they daven musaf biyachidis. Why did they have to daven musaf in Gansen? L'chayref, they hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, or they hold like Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. So l'chayre, they were yaitza with the tefillah sibur. So why did they daven? So kochach, you see, they paskan like the chachomim, that you're not yaitza, afilo ayidei atzibur, so therefore they daven b'yechidus. Itma Rav Yitzchok bar Avdimi mishum Rabbeinu Omar halocha k'Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. That's how he paskin. And I think that's what Taisus is starting. Ein alochik Rabbi Yehuda she'oma mishim Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba tzoli v'hoder tzoli. We have the same Aisa. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba davened twice Shemayne Esrei. Omalei Rabbi Zeire my time ovid mar hochi. Why did you daven 2 times Shemayne Esrei? Ilaim mishum deloy kiven mar daite. You weren't mechaven. ואומר רב אלעזר, לאילם ימיד אדם אס עצמאי, אם יוכל לכוונס ליבו יספלו, במלאב אל יספלו. So why did he daven in the first place? It seems that was no suffix by him. If he wasn't mechaven al kolchach, he was in a matzev, he was in a matzev, a bilbul amoyach, he couldn't be mechaven. We could be talking about the others. So memeilov, when you were such a matzev, you shouldn't have davened then. So how did that happen? Ela de lo itke mar de reish yache. Oh, mistami, you forgot yala v'yavai. Vasanya, we learned in Abaraisa, tov lo hiskil shal reish chaydish barvis. A person forgot yala v'yavai in mayre vein marzira noisa, ibn eshi yochala imra b'shachis. You can say it b'shachis. Vein mechudish tikedin over here. B'shachis, ein machzir eno yisai minei sheyoch aloim rabbe musafim, can say it in Musa. B'musafim, ein machzir eno yisai minei sheyoch aloim rabbe minchim. Amalei, so memele, we have here a very interesting baraisa, that this baraisa tells us meira dike chedushim, which we weren't aware till now, that if you forget yalav yovah, you always have a next chance. You can always be mashlim with the next tefillah. So if you forgot to say Yalla V'yavoy, so there was no necessity to daven again. You daven by the next tefillah. Amalei lavit meralo amar Rabbi Yochanan b'tzibur shonu. This din that says you have a next chance, you could be mashlim with the next tefillah, this is speaking about b'tzibur shonu. Now what's pshat in the teretz, we'll see this amelika machloikis harishayim. Let us see Rashi. Mishum Rabbeinu Rav. B'tzibur shonu de'ein marzirim mishum de'shomer lei mishat ve'ike mikzas haskore avol b'yochid tzorich larze. Now, Rashi is very, very schwer. First of all, the Baraisa says that the reason, this is the Rishonim asking Rashi. The Baraisa says that the reason, if he did not daven Meiret, if he didn't say, let's say, we're talking about Shachris over here already, if he didn't daven Shachris, he didn't say Alav Yovi B'Shachris, so he doesn't have to daven over again. So the Baraisa says, Klo, Mibnei Sheyocho La'Oimro B'Musofen. Because he could say it by Musa. And Rashi says, the reason he doesn't have to daven over again, b'tzibur shonu, mishum d'shom alei mishatz, because he heard yalav yovi shachris from the shatz. V'ikah mikzas haskore. So how does this stim? The Baraisa says one reason, nei sheyocha lo'im rabbe musafim, and Rashi says, and that Rashi says, pshat the Gemara, a different reason, because the Shamalai Mishatz will hear Yalla V'yavi from the Shatz. The Ika Mikzas Haskore. What's that? Mikzas Haskore. Al Koponim, to understand a little Rashi, the Shleimim Mishnosai says Pshat as follows. And this all the Rishonim say, this Nekude. If he got to say Yalla V'yavi, and he's davening B'tzibur, so if he'll listen to the whole Shemayne Esrei, from the beginning to the end. So that we learned 2 days ago, that's the Shitas Bahag. If a person is davening with a minyan, and the chazan is going to say over Shemayne Esrei, and he's going to listen to the complete Shemayne Esrei, so even though he forgot Yalav Yovei, since he davened already, he could be Yoitze, so it's only missing Askora of Yalav Yovei, so he could be Yoitze with the Tfilas Hashat. You don't need any musaf. He's yaitza with the tefillas hashatz. That's how the Bag paskins, and Rashi also holds like that. So Rashi here is speaking about the ika miktsas haskora. What does miktsas haskora mean? What's the miktsas? So Shlomo Mishnasi says he did not hear the whole Shemayin Esrei. He only heard Ritzei and Yala V'yovoi. So this alone is not enough. He didn't hear the whole Shemayna Esrei. So there's a tziruf. Since he's going to daven Musaf, He's going to daven a musaf, a shemayna esrei. And in his shemayna esrei, there's going to be, so he said a shemayna esrei, he said a whole shemayna esrei with a haskor of Rosh Chodesh. And he's missing the haskor of, he's missing the haskor of Yale V'Yove in his shachris. So then we'll make this kugel, and we'll say that that is sufficient. That to hear Yale V'Yove, even though he's not hearing a whole Shemayna Esrei, and to say over another Shemayna Esrei, Shemayna Esrei of Musaf, there where he says a complete Shemayna Esrei, where he's Maskir Rosh Chodesh, the combination of these two in Yonim, with this combination, he doesn't have to daven over again Shachas. The Oimek HaDvarim, how this Kugel works, Pashtayich Nishab Al Kaponim, that is Shitas Rashi. Ubahag meforesh, in order Rishonim bring down the pshat of the Bahag, bishatz, it is speaking about a shatz, mishum tilche de tzibura. That means as follows, the shatz daven shachis, and the shatz forgot to say yale v'yovei, and the people were too busy in their word, they didn't remind him. So he finished saying, he finished Shemayna Esrei, then someone wakes up and says, you know, you didn't say Yale V'Yovei. So what should he do now? So the din is, so what? He should have nochemol to chazor ha-shatz. No, there's a yin of tircha de tzibure. So tircha de tzibure, so you go, and so you hit the same shatz to daven musaf. And so since in the second Shemayna Esrei, he's maskir Rosh Chodesh, so that's a kula for the shatz. There's a machloik, and this is brought down lahaloche. This is brought down lahalocha. Others say this only helps from the Rosh Volt episode. This only helps by Musaf and Shachris, because since Tfilas Musaf is right after Shachris, so they said he could be Misakin his Shachris with the Tfilas Musaf. They want Geiris, these other inyonim that it says in the Baraisa. Now there's a Machloikis Achroinim, which is also very much negayah. Could be this is not too much negayah for a shatz to forget Yale V'Yovei, that the tzibur shouldn't remember, no one should be maskerin, but al kaponim there's something that's more negayah. What is the din if a yochid forgot to say Yale V'Yovei by shachris and he davened musaf already? And then he reminded himself he didn't say Yale V'Yovei. What is the din? So the Magen Avraham says, if we are makel by a shatz, that he daven shachris, and he could return out to shachris, we say, don't worry about it. Since you can daven musaf, you don't have to go back. So there is such a kula by a shatz that he doesn't have to go back because he can daven musaf. So the Magen Avraham says, a yochid that did daven musaf already, so we have to be makel b'diyevet his yaitzah his shachris. That means a yochid b'diyeved shouldn't be worse than a shatz l'chadchali. You can't be such a big makel. Zichad is a cheshbin. But you can't be such a big makel by a shatz and say, don't worry about it. And to the yochid, you say, you didn't daven shachis. You can't do that. So memele in l'chadchila, we're makel. Atichad etzibur, we're makel, you could be yaitze. But the musaf has to be some sort of a tikkun. You can't say it's not a yochid. You can't say it's not a tikkun until a shatz. You can say it is a tikkun. Al kocher it's a tikkun. Chatchila, only a shatz can use the tikkun. But if after it was done, lemaisa is yoitz. So the shitas hamogin Avraham is that if a yochid forgot Yale V'Yovei and he daven musaf already, he doesn't have to daven over again. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh is Thing Simen Tov Chof Beis. He says that he brings a chidah b'shem atalmidei Rashbe, that it's not true. A yochid, even though he daven musaf, he's mechuyev to daven shachris again. So now we're in hot water, so what should we do? So the Mishnah Berurah says he should daven shachris with a tnai. And if he's chayiv shachris, or else it should be a nedove. That's how the Mishnah Berurah is machriya lahalochet. But he says, Aliba de Kulalman, if he forgot to say Yale V'Yovei by Shachas, and he started davening Musaf, and he said Sholish Rishonis, he said Akeh La Kodesh, And then all of a sudden he chapped, he didn't say Yalla v'yovoi. So he should zichel. So now he started davening Musaf already. Forget about Musaf. You say Atachayin Elodim Das now. Don't say Rosh Chodesh Mamcha Nesota. You say Atachayin Elodim Das, and let's hope you remember to say Yalla v'yovoi when you daven Shemayin Esrei. And then your zichel shouldn't go into this blotter because this is zichel al chatchila dikedin. That means you didn't daven Musaf yet. So here zichel, you should. Here, you should start davening Tefillah Shachris since you know that you forgot Yalla V'yovei. Now, Tov Olay Hiskir B'Musafim, Tov Olay Hiskir B'Musafim Eimach Zirin Aysoi, Neisha Yochel La'Oimra B'Minche. Now, this is a very difficult halacha to understand. That Baruch Hashem we see on the side, Harif Rosh Legolsi says, so that solves the difficulty, so there's no such halacha. But Al Kaponim we see Rashi was Goyris this halacha, that Hashbatz brings down the halacha, and then Muchitzich there starts. Now, how can we understand such a halacha? Bishloime, let's say the first halacha. The first halacha, the Inyan Shachis, one should be maskir Yalla V'yovei. One should be maskir Rosh Chodesh. So memele, so since he's davening another tefillah, tefillah smusav, and in musav there's also Mekadosh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim, he's also maskir Rosh Chodesh. So somehow the haskore of Rosh Chodesh and Tfilis Musaf somehow was Malah and is Mesakin the Tfilis Shachas for some reason. As I state on Unze Gemara. Because in Yisait he's only missing a Haskor of Rosh Chodesh. And he mentions Rosh Chodesh in Musaf. Ah, it's a different here in Shachas you say Allah V'yavai, and here you say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Rosh Chodeshim. No. Aber Al Koponim, this we can understand. That the Haskor of Musaf is Oyle for Shach. But this halacha, b'musafim, to b'musafim, what did he daven? To b'musafim, so Rashi says, to v'lai hiskir b'musafim, shispalo ato choyne. So what did he do? So Rashi says he daven shachris. For Musaf he daven shachris a second time. He said Yalla v'yovei, he didn't say Yalla v'yovei. I don't know if that would help the situation. He has to daven Musaf. He's mechuyev to daven Musaf. So what is missing? Missing is missing either the korbonis are missing. He didn't speak one thing about a korban. And then in Musaf there's a brocha you have to make at kedushas hayoyim. That's the Musaf. The brocha and Musaf. Brocha at Hashem mekadosh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. So he's going to daven mincha and say Yalla v'yovei. It's very difficult on this. So the Tashbatz asks us, he doesn't understand how this works. That's why Rav Rishonim Taka Am Geirus, she's Palla Tachayne. It's very difficult to understand this halacha, but it seems Rashi was Geirus this halacha. Let's finish the Gemara further, then we'll go to Taisus. Kamo Yishe Bein Tfile Le Tfile. How much should one wait between one tefillah and another tefillah? So Rashi says as follows. What's got between one tefillah and another tefillah? Mi sheyesh olav lachzer al ispalu. A person who is mechuyev to daven two shemay nesres. Oy mishum detor, he made a mistake. Oy mishum misofim. Kame yishe ben zu lezu. How much is he mechuyev to wait between one Shemayna Esra and the other Shemayna Esra? He can't go from one to the other. The Goyin explains as follows. Why do you have to wait? Because he says, Gimel Rishaynais Doime Le'eved Shemesader Shvach Lifnei Rabbi. The Gemara will say later in the next Perek that the Shalish Brachis Rishaynais is an Eved is saying, Shvachim is praising his Odin. Achreinais, the Shalish Achreinais, is Daime Le Eved Shekibel Pras Mirabai. It's a different Haidah. He was Mekabel Pras Mirabai. So that is the Haidah of the Shalish Achreinais. There's Sidu Shvachai, and kibul pras me rabbi. The achreinis need is a different kavone than the rishainis. So the goyin says, so after he finished the Shemayne Esra, he was in the achreinis. This is kibul pras me rabbi. He can't jump to Sidr Shvocha after kibul pras me rabbi. We don't know either the difference. But al kaponim, it seems that there is a difference. This is one matzev and this is another matzev. So memele, there has to be a minimum amount of time that he could switch from one kavone to another kavone. He can't go in one swing. So that's the shail and the gemara. Kame yishe bein tfila le tfila. Ravune v'rav chizde. Chad omar kidei shetischoinein daitei olof. V'chadoma kidei shetischoilel daitei olof. So Rashi says, what does this mean? Shetischoinein. Sheteidatei miyusheves. Laroich dvorov v'loshen tchine. That his vash should be miyushev, he should be able to be misader dvorov v'loshen tchine. Rashi will have his oizgivism, as we had learned before, there's an inyan of loshen tachnunim. So a person should be able to datay mi yeshevis larech dvor v'loshen tachnunim. That loshen tchinen could be that's the shalosh rishaynes. Shetis choylel loshen chiloi. It's also loshen tchile v'yechal. V'hihi ala belishne ba'al mepligi. How was nimsel the halacha? Which loshen tchile was used? Man di yoma kadesh tis choynen data yolo, dixiv eschanan al Hashem. Man di yoma kadesh tis choylo data yolo, dixiv ayichal Moshe. It's, the goyin says, sapshat to the chiluk shvishin, tis choylo and tis choynen, al pi derech ha-kabole, zvais tis, it's not only l'shoynes, it's, there's different in yonim involved also. Omar Rav Onon, Omar Rav. Tov loy hiskir shal reish chaydish arvitz. If a person made a mistake and he forgot to say yalav yovei by mayriv, ein machzir in oisai. So he doesn't have to daven over again. Lefi shein bezn mekachin es a chaydish ela bayayin. That means, since the kdushis reish chaydish was never chal balayla, because it became reish chaydish only when Adam came to bezn, and that Bezn was Mekadish the Chodesh. And Bezn would only be Mekadish the Chodesh Bayoim, because it says, Kichok li Yisrael Mishpat l'leke Yaakov, it has a din of Mishpat, just like Mishpat is Bayoim, so Kiddush HaChodesh is also Bayoim. So, and it only got a Shem Rosh Chodesh through Kiddush Bezn, so Memele, the night never had a din of Rosh Chodesh in reality, because they never were Mekadish the Chodesh Balayla. So therefore, if a person forgot the haskore of Yalav Yovi Balayla by Mayrev, he doesn't have to daven over again, because in Yesod it's not really Rosh Chodesh. Bizman Abayis it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. Omar HaMeimer, Mistavre Milse Derav B'Chodesh Molay. Mistavre Milse Derav is B'Chodesh Molay. Let us see in Rashi what this means. B'chodesh molei, k'shachodesh ha'ovar molei, oisin reish chodesh beiz yomim. So we make reish chodesh 2 days. That means this chodesh will have 30 days. Sometimes reish chodesh is yom lamed. Then that's called a Chodesh Chosah, because then that Chodesh only has 29 days, and sometimes Rosh Chodesh is Yom Lamed Aleph, and that's called a Chodesh Molay. Because then you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and the first day is Lamed B'Chodesh Ha'ovah. K'sha Chodesh Ha'ovah Molay, if the previous Chodesh was Molay, Oysen Rosh Chodesh Beiz Yomim. Hilkach, so he said, now, in such a case, Yochel La'oimro. So here we say, if you forgot to say Yale V'Yovoi by Mayrev, Yochel La'oimro L'mocho. So you can still say Yale V'Yovoi tomorrow. The Arvi Shal Mocho Reish Chodesh Gomel Yaisim in Arishim. You have 2 nights Reish Chodesh. So the second night is a greater Rosh Chodesh than the first night. The second night, that's going to be called the Rishon LaChodesh. This Rosh Chodesh is really the 30th day of the previous month. That's the Iker Rosh Chodesh. So it's mistaver to say that what Ravona Namarav says, Tov lo hiskel shol Rosh Chodesh Aves ein machzirin oisoi, that is davke by if the previous Chodesh was a Chodesh Molei, and he's going to, and tomorrow night is a greater Rosh Chodesh, so then he's not mechuyev to be chayzer by Meirev because he has tomorrow night to say Yalla V'yovei. But if the previous Chodesh was a chaser and he doesn't have a second chance, so then you're mechuyev to say Yalla V'yovei by Meirev also. Rav is giving a reason. He says a different reason. Why are you saying mistavre? Mali chosa mali mole aloloishna. He's saying a different reason. A mekatshin es achoidish balaylo. So al koponim the kiddush achoidish is always by yom. That's why Meirev has a special din that if we got to say yalav yov, he's not mechuyev to be lasik. The way Rashi says pshat in the Gemara, with Kehar Takasha, then I saw the Goyin asks Takasha, and because of that he says a different pshat in the whole Gemara. But Rashi is very shver. Rashi is saying that the reason he's not mechuyev to say Yalav Yovi over by Meirev is because he has another night to say Meirev, and that night is Rosh Chodesh Gomo Yosem in Arishin. So L'chaire, if that is the lambda, so why is it Avke by Meirev? What's by Shachas and Mincha? You also have the same thing. Shachas and Mincha, if he forgot Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow by day is also it's Rosh Chodesh Gomo. I found the Goy near the Kashim because of this, it says a different gears and a different shot in the whole Gemara. Al Kaponim, that's Rashi. Let us see Toisvis. Vosanye tov loy hiskil shal Rosh Chodesh ba'arvis ein marziren oisai. So he had a whole Baraisa, and the Baraisa is speaking about three cases. He forgot to say Yalav Yovei by Meirev, and marziren oisai can say by Shachas can say by Musaf can say by Mincha. So Taisa says, Legasinalei, this half of the Baraisa were not Goyres, Tamrinim Besomuch, Tov Lehiskel Shalish Chodesh, Emarziren Noisei, Vishem Ekachin Es Achodesh Balaylo. So Mamele Altsat, so there's a different reason. There's no Chiyav Chazore, because Emarziren Es Achodesh Balaylo. And here the Baraisa says a different reason, Baraisa is Punkfakel, Baraisa is a Chiyav Chazore. Inami, Iise, Agav achine nokitle. Exactly what this means, I don't know. I mean, what should agav achine nokitle? I mean, is this also a reason? What does Taisus mean to say? My Taisus means to say there are two reasons. That means, really, there's another reason. There's a reason because they mekachas lachaydish balayla. But he chapped on this reason because this reason is also a reason. That's how it would seem from Taisus. So the same, he says that you don't need this reason, but he's saying this reason also. If this is true, I don't understand how Taisus learned Pshat, because the Gemara says this Baraisa is speaking about Betzibur Shonu. Betzibur Shonu, we have here two Pshatim. Either we have Rashi's Pshat, that he could still hear Yalav Yovei from the Shatz, or we have the Bahag's Pshat, that if the Shatz forgot Yalav Yovei, he can say by the next filler. But you can't say this by Meirev. By Meirev, you don't have these two things. The Shatz didn't say Yalav Yovei. I mean, the Shatz did not say, there's no Chazoros HaShatz by Meirev. So, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Like the Maskonis HaGemore. So, I really don't know what Taisus means over here. Nami Iisa Agavachina Nokitle. I really don't understand how Taisus learned Shat. I mean, how you could be Goyres it, according to the Maskonis HaGemara Kaponim B'tzibur Shonu, so L'cheiras Pas Pachlaunish by Meirev. Kame Yishe Bein Tfila L'Tfila. Kegoyin Odom Sheto, a person made a mistake, V'roitzel Ispalu Sheinis, V'chein Bein Tfila Shachis, L'Tfila Samasofim, K'sheizet Ischoilu Datoi Olo. V'mafarish B'Yushalmi, now, Nachalachash Boinis, T'schoinen, the schoilel, how much is this? Meforish b'Yerushalmi da'hainu שיילך ארבע אמויס. As the shear it takes to walk arba amois, mean chazalom givus, that's the minimum shear, afilu for chazal, in order to switch from the sholosh achoynes to sholosh rishoynes, it's impossible without waiting such a shear. Lefi she'ein mekachin es achoydish balayla. Rav Onan said that if a person forgot yala v'yovoy, if a person forgot yala v'yovoy by Mayriv, he doesn't daven over again because they're mekachin sechaydish balayla. So there's a problem. L'chayre, Rav holds before that tefillas arvash rishus, the whole thing is a rishus. So if the whole thing is a rishus, so stamazid, there's no chiv chazor. If the whole tefillas are tefillas rishus, so why does Rav have to say ashtik teire because they're mekachin sechaydish balayla? Pirashti la'el bereish pirkin. Masha Maksim, Tais is brought down in the beginning of the Perek, that the Mefolshim is, the Tepek Lay Mishum Rishus. Tepek Lay that what the Tvilas Arvis is a Rishus, so therefore not Mechuyiv to daven over again. So Tais says, I said over there, Pshat, Mishum Daina Dav Kalasis Mitzvah Achera Seiveres. That it's not a Rishus, it's a Rishus Lagabe, if you have a Mitzvah Achera Seiveres, you have an alternative. Either to do this other mitzvah, which if I won't do it, I won't be able to do it, or to daven ma'irev. So the din is, ma'irev is a din reshus, will gabi another mitzvah acheres. But like this, a person is mechuyev to daven ma'irev. So to the omel, it comes balayla. Avol balayla shniye, machziren oisoy. The second night, ye machziren oisoy. That means that if there are two nights Rosh Chodesh, if I got to say Yala V'yovi the second night, Marzir Noisai, Shekvar Mekudish Miyoim Shelefono. Because already there's a Kedushas Rosh Chodesh from the first day, V'loi Nire Lechalek. This is a very Shvere Svore, what the Svore was. But it would seem, I mean, L'chayre, this is Atarti Desasri. That means, what if Shad, it's Mekudish from the first day, so therefore, so if Rosh Chodesh is the first day, so that's why you say Yalav Yovi the second night. I mean, if Rosh Chodesh is L'chayra only one day. So if it's the first day, so it's not the second day. If we have a Sofik, so it's a Sofik. So what is Taisva saying? That since it's Mekudish from the first day, so therefore, you say Yalav Yovi the second night. The Iver is very schwer to understand. It could be the Mefolshim say, there's a tzlach before, that says that just like Rosh Hashanah, the halacha is, that if the Edim did not come in a mincha l'mailo, so they were mesakin hayoim kodosh ulamocha kodosh. That means, and it's called hayoim ha'arichte. That means the first day is Rosh Hashanah, not because it's really Rosh Hashanah, no, because there was a tzad that might be Rosh Hashanah and Edim didn't come close, so it's Rosh Hashanah without the Edim. And the second day is also Rosh Hashanah. So we have a Kedushas Rosh Hashanah, or they say it works by Rosh Chodesh also the same way. Rosh Chodesh, the 2 days are Ayoyim Arichte. It's called one big day. So they seem to hold as follows, that if there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so if we gave the first day a din Rosh Chodesh without Edim coming, that's the whole lumdus of 2 days. The lumdus of 2 days is that if the Edim did not come in a mincha l'mayla, so today is Rosh Chodesh without having the Edim to come. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh because the Edom will come. That means, but if you have already a Rosh Chodesh without the Yisaedim, so there's no chesson of a mekachim as a Chodesh balayla. A mekachim as a Chodesh balayla is only if the whole Kiddush HaChodesh will come about through the Yisaedim. But since we have over here that the first day is Rosh Chodesh without Edom coming, Nitzayay Marichte, so here we don't need already Yisaedim. Taisa says, no, even though the first day could be as a Rosh Chodesh without Bias Eidim, the second day is a Rosh Chodesh through Bias Eidim. And Eimekachim as a Chodesh Balayla. So therefore, V'loi nira l'chal, it could be, this is the pilpul in these yesh mefoshim. Mistavre milse de rav b'chaydish molek, kloyma, sh'ha ya'oy soy shalafon av molek, oz yachol la'oym rab'ar v'shal mocha sh'oika. Period. Okay. V'ha ya'oymer, Rav Yitzchak, now we're going into very interesting machlokes harishayim. L'chol davar sh'amru chachamim ein machzirim ha'isa. There are things, now we just spoke about one thing. Yala v'yovei by Meirev, ein machzirim ha'isa. Ala nisim is ein machzirim ha'isa. There are certain things which ein machzirim ha'isa. L'chol davar sh'amru chachamim ein machzirim ha'isa. Keep going. Yala v'yovei ba'arvis, v'ala nisim. So what? So loy mi boy im oka raglo oy posach bebroche shalachel ein machzir in oisai means loy mi boy if he ended Shemay Nesre so the shal should he daven again Shemay Nesre or oy posach bebroche shalachel or he started the next broche so the suffix is should I go back to say the previous broche it's Meirev if he got to say yalav yovai. So should he go back? He started saying, he said, Amarzah Shekhnosel Tzim, Moidim. So now should I go back to say, Ein Machzir Anoisei. Ein Machzir Anoisei. That is the Taich, Ein Machzir Anoisei. Elo Afilu Lo Yoka. But now he's claiming a different Shaila. But what happens if he wasn't Oike? That means, he did not start the new Broch. He said, Baruch Ata Hashem Amarzah Shekhnosel Tzim. And he did not say moidim. Ela shesiyem oisa brocha shetiknu bala imra. He ended the brocha of avoide. So now, but ein machzir anoisa. What is the din over here? Is this called, does this go into the category of machzirim? Or maybe this isn't called machzirim. He's still in avoide. He didn't, does this also have a din of machzirim? Ein machzir anoisa. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, also ein machzir anoisa. You finish the broche, so there's nothing what to do. Don't say yalav v'yovei, there's nothing what to do over here. You cannot say yalav v'yovei now either. It's finished. Because there's no din machzir anoisa. V'loi nehir el Rabbeinu Ochanan. Rabbeinu Ochanan disagreed with him on this case. Now what is the case again? He said, amarzir shchinoso letziyein. And he reminded himself, and it's Meirev, is he permitted here to say Yalav Yovei? Doch hazinon, so he brings a raya. Bebilchas ha-mozoin, to oisen she'omu chachomim marzirim, to gam oisen she'ein marzirim shoven, heichad le oka raglo, k'di omo le kamon. Very interesting, loshna of oka raglo. But he says like this. The halach is as follows. Im shochach shel Shabbos, if a person forgot to say ritzei, V'siyem abroche kula, and he ended the three broches of Birchas Hamozin. He said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Boine Berachma Yerushalayim, Omein, Oy Vey, I didn't say it, say. V'adayin lo yischol bebirchas ha-toyva ha-meitim. So what is the halacha? Oymer, he makes a broche, Baruch Hashanosin Shabbos Yisrunuch Lama Yisrael, he make a broche. Good, that's by he forgot to say Shabbos. V'komar nami hosom, im tov uloi hiskel shal reish chaydish. What if he forgot to say Yalav Yovei? Now, reish chaydish, the halach is if a person forgets Yalav Yovei, you don't have to bench over again, because there's no chiyuv sudan reish chaydish. Now, he forgot to say Yalav Yovei. He said, Boinei berachma v'yirushalayim omein. And he reminds himself, he didn't say Yalav Yovei. Tahainu koidem sheyaschul bilchas ha-toiva ha-meitiv. The oisei koira oka raglo. He started ha-toiva ha-meitiv. That's called, he finished already the bilchas ha-mozen v'raise. He says, oime boruch ashenosan roshi chadoshe. Alme. So we see from over here, now, you finished the three broches. Rosh Chodesh is ein machzir anoisei. Shabbos is machzir anoisei. Or benkach, if you did not start the fourth broche yet, you can say you're still maski Rosh Chodesh. Even though Rosh Chodesh is a machzir anoisei. Alme heiched de lo yokar, so you see from over here, even though he wasn't oiker, eilu shavin. Sai Shabbos and Sai Rosh Chodesh is the same. That means before he started the new bracha, can he noch areinchappen Rosh Chodesh? Can he noch areinchappen Shabbos? V'im orka raglo, but if he started already the fourth bracha, shehischol bebirchas ha-toi va-meitiv, so then the halach is as follows. Shel Shabbos chayzer, v'shel Rosh Chodesh muvis lo yuchaliske. Bochinami yarzer, so he should go back. Ba'isa brocha im lo yischol bebrocha shelachel. So here he should be permitted to go back. If he didn't start a new bracha, even though there's a din of ein marzirim, he should be able to go back. Umiyu ein raya mehosom, dishan yehosom bebirchas hamozoin, shekvar birach gimel brachas. There he benched already the first three brachas. Ubirchas hatoiva meitiv lav deraisi. Alkein, so he's finished with birchas hamozoin, alkein ein marzirim oiser legamri, Kein doy mishom, that's a called marzir, ki alkein ein ze marzir en oisoi legami, this isn't called marzir en oisoi, ki ein doy mishem hefzik kol kach. That means, vein lo bimeni rayu le yudches broches, tem yichzeru bedova shein lo lachze abe kamo yavsoke. So lochere means to say like this. Lochere, you're not mechuyiv to go back. By Birchas HaMozin, you say you could be maske yalav yovei. Because there's no hefsik bein abroches. I finished benching. I finished Birchas HaMozin the Araise. So memele, if I can still stick in a haskore for yalav yovei, ma toiv ma noim. But over here, I'm in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. So if there's a din of ein machzir in Oisai, so this is called a hefsik already. I finished Birchas Avoide, so to say Alev Yovei is a Hefzik. Ba'oid ein lo viraya lekan, dima yisa imer, heiche shaloi oka raglo v'yudches broches shoy eloi lachzer, im kein oye tzorich lachzer l'retzei, ve'ein ze hogut. That means, b'chlau, you're not bringing a raya, because it seems that was the girsa le'oise brocha, the meduba is not over here, should he say, Yale v'yovoi, after Hamar Zeshrino Silatzin. The Meduber is he should start from Ritzei. So he says, where do you have a tzushtel to over there? They love Yirai Lakan. The Miso ima Eichish lo yokal ragam, yutchaz boch shi lo ylarzim, ken yitzuch lazel le Ritzei. Vein ze hogan. So now there's a new shal tzabroche levatole. That means, since the din is me iker adin, that ain't tzorich lachzer. So if you're going to go back over here, you can't go back. The Taisus help could be like the Rabbeinu. You can't go back to say over there. That's not avoided. So you have to go back to Ritzei. Go back to Ritzei. So you're repeating a bracha over again. How could you repeat a bracha over again when you're not mechuyev to be chayzer? So it's a bracha levatola. Ain't ze hogan. So this is a bracha levatola. That's what the Mleiraim says, Pshat and Taisus. Umiyo oimari, Pilei ploy, the Ros Rabbeinu Tam, the Heiche de Loi Oka Raglov, the Rabbeinu Tam, when he forgot Yalav Yobi by Meiriv, Choyzel Ritzei, Afilu Bedvom Sheim Marzirin, he went back. The Rabbeinu Tam went back. So the Rosh says the Rabbeinu Tam learned Ein Marzirin, it means you don't have to go back. That's what he learned. But if you want to go back, Vechi Teisi. Vechein Amad Devar, but we don't feel Zich like this. Abba Kaponim, it's mana toisvus, and that's what, there was such a minig, that if he wanted to go back, the Rabbeinu Tam went back. Zogte Mishne weiter. Ein oimdim lispalo elo mitoich koived roish. Tfilo should be said, mitoich koived roish, with hachno. Chasidim or yeshoinim, chasidim who were in the deiris or yeshoinim, or yeshoin sho achas um ispalolim. They waited an hour in the mokim atfilah. That's what Rashi says. Shoyin sho'achas b'mokim shebohu leispalu. So they waited an hour. G'day sheyechavnu libom laviyim shebashamayim. That they should be mechaven libom laviyim shebashamayim. There's a meiridike Rabbeinu Yoine that says pshat. What's the touch? G'day sheyechavnu libom laviyim shebashamayim. It doesn't, the ivre verte is that they should straighten out their hearts, that their hearts should be roi to daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Yonah says it doesn't mean they should be mechaven by amiras hatfilah. That's not what the Mishnah means. You didn't need the chassidim for that. No, pshad is as follows. Ella, elavade kachi pirushay. Kedei sheyechavnu sheyie libom sholem ba'avoydes hamokim. Their heart should be complete in avoydes Hashem. V'yuvatlu mi libom tanugei ha'olam hazeh v'hano yiseyem. They, in their heart, that means the tshuke of the lave should be the hepech of olam hazeh. The lave should have a tshuke to be lemailo. Ki sheyatoru libom ehevloi olam hazeh. V'yiyah kavonosam b'raymim es Hashem tiyat filosam ritzuya umekubeles lefnei hamokim. To understand this a little better, there's a Rabbeinu Yonah weiter, and afchav beis amet beis, so sheyitein einov lemata v'liboy lemailo. The Gemara says later where the lev has to be. In chav beis amet beis and the Rabbeinu Yonah, there's a meirdik Rabbeinu Yonah, which Rab Chaim Voloshin and Nefesh HaChaim Shtelzach after Rabbeinu Yonah is Mevayet Bariches. Rabbeinu Yonah says, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, not in Zoya, Kloima, what a person has to be Mechavin Liboy Lamaila. So Tzorich, Tavcha Bezem Et Bez. Kloima, Sheyachshiv B'Liboy, the lave has to think, Ki Ilu Oymeit Bashamayim. He's not here, he's there. V'yoser mi liboy kol tanugei ha'olam hazeh v'chol hanois aguf. It should be in the lave, should be above all these olam hazeh dikinyonim. Ki inyan she'omru akadmoinim, which is the Ramban, she'tirtze lechavein pshoit gufcho mi'al nishmosecho. That means it wasn't attached too good, it seems, that they could take it off like you take off a coat. Pshayt guvcho me'al nishmosecho. A person is a combination of gashmias and ruchnias. Take off the gashmias. And then you're in kulei ruchni. You have nothing to do with this world. Reb Chaim Volozhin says, halu as Hashem bamroimim. When a person is, like the Rebbeinu Shlomo, he has to do it bamroimim. He has to be bamroimim also. In the lache shegilu zu machshov yachshev gam ken kilu oimet beis hamikdash ulamata minei shayadzeti tfilosi ritzuya yosef nei amokim. Lechaven es liboy lamokim, that means it has to do, it's not brainwashing, it's heart purifying. That al kaponim, that's what that the one is to be mechaven the leiv lavim shebeshemaim, and for the chassidim rishonim it took an hour. The Rabbeinu Yonah says sometimes the chazal say short means a small amount of time. Here shor means an hour. They needed an hours of avodah kedei sheyechavnu libam lashamayim. Afilu hamelach shayil b'shloimai lo yeshivenu. Afilu is the middle of shemayin esrei. Afilu hamelach yisrael. There's no sakonis nefoshes. Afilu nochosh koruch al ikvoi lo yafsik. Now there's a machloikis la aloche. What is the afilu nochosh koruch al ikvoi lo yafsik? The Rabbeinu Yonah says that the whole iser hefsik is only bedibul. Va'avo bi she'ein lo la hafsik al adaba. This is the lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah. But if there's a nochosh that's climbing on him, it's not sakonis nefoshes. That means the only din hefsik in Shemayin Esra is a hefsik of dibur. A hefsik of hiluch is, there's no such hefsik. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. And the Goyin says, punkfakel. The Goyin says, pshat in this Mishnah, the Mishnah wants to mention two types of hefsikis. So what does Layafsi mean according to Rabbeinu Yonah? He shouldn't scream to get someone to take the nachash off of him. But if he can walk away and get rid of him, atayvim anoyim. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. The Goyin says the Mishnah is speaking about two types of hefsikis. A hefsik of dibur, afil ha-melech shel b'shloimei, lo yeshivenu. One is not permitted to make a hefsik of dibur. V'vilo nochesh koch alikvoi, lo yavsik, that's a hefsik of hiluch. So the machlokes 2 days. And Mishnah Berurah brings down also the biraloche, the shitas hagoyim, that hiluch is also awesome. Afilu letzoyrech. Minohani mili, that one should be mispalo mitoich koivet roish. Omer Rabbalozo da Omer Akro, vihi moras nofesh. It says by the Tfil of Chana, she was moras nofesh. Why? She was very serious. Imai Dilma Chana Shani, maybe that's not a Seder in Tfil. Da Hava Merira Liba Tuvi, she was very fabito. But does not mean that everyone has to be mispalo like that. El Omer Rabbi Yosi Berab Chanina Mehochi. Vani Beroiv Chastecho, Ovoi Vesecho, Eshtach Valheichol Kotshecho, Biyiro Secho. So there was a Eshtachavor with Yire. So the Gemara says, "Mimai dil medovit shayni, tava mitzayir nafshi berach mituvit." The whole, all his tefillas, the whole tilim was for Klal Yisrael. So memele, he had a lot at kedavim for ganz Klal Yisrael. So memele, he must be yirasecha. But how do you know that tefillah by every person when he davens it has to be with yira? Ela amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi mehocher, ishtachvu l'Hashem bahadras kodesh. Al tiku b'hadras kodesh ela b'cherdas. That the ishtachavoya of tefillah should be with a charoda, with a fear. Mimai, how do you know that? Dul meloilam ein meloch hadras mamish. When you're mishtachavah, you should look beautiful. Ki hoda Rav Yehuda ave mitzayin navshe v'hoda matzli. That he was misakit mekashit mitzayin navshe mekashit atzmoi bibgodov. He, before davening, he made himself look presentable. A younger man once told me, he puts on a tie before davening. Like this, a more gaiter on a tie. He puts on a tie. It's a gaiter for a rabbi nishlom. This is the hadrash kodesh, mitzayin avshay. Elo amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mehoche. The pasuk says, ivdu es Hashem biyiro, vigilu birodo. Ivdu as Hashem b'yira, so the Gemara was machadish. What does that mean? B'shas, Ivdu as Hashem. Ivdu as Hashem means tefillah. Avodah shebelev means tefillah. Ivdu as Hashem, when you're doing this avodah, it should be b'yira. So the Gemara says that b'yira is an oifen how the Ivdu should be. It should be an avodah with yira. So the Gemara says, so according to this tight, you have to be consistent. V'gilu b'rodo. So you have to be sameyach berodo, with fear. So how does that work? May begilu berodo. That means, the Goyin explains, that's the thesis on the next Omud, that if you're teaching Ivdus Hashem biyira means with yira, so you have to say gilu berodo. How is one sameyach with berodo, which is fear? May begilu berodo. It means as follows. B'mokim gilo, even though when you're besimche, but the simcha should not go overboard. Tehei ra'odo. There should be ra'odo over there. Abaye Abba Yosef Kami the Rabbi. Chozi Dabe Kaboda Chtuve. Abaye noticed that Rabbi was very someyach. Omar v'gilu b'rodo k'sivich. I mean, you're going overboard. Omalei ano tefillin menachna. I'm wearing tefillin. We'll see in pshat in a minute. Rabbi Yirmi Abba Yosef Kami the Rabbi Zeirich. Chozi Dabe Kaboda Chtuve. If a person is a little serious, then he'll gain from that. He'll be, I'm wearing tefillin. Let us see Rashi. The tefillin should be mitoich yira. Mitzayin nafshi, mekashet afna begodol. If there was Hashem b'yira, tefillin shilonu b'mokim avayda, asu oise b'yira. Cholotze v'yir moisek, shodam maras atzmei, otze v'yir lo ischa. Tava kabodach tuva yaisa midai v'nire kepeirek oil tefillin monachno v'heim eidus shememsheles koini umisrosoi olai. That means what? You're afraid that I might go overboard? No, the tefillin is eidus shemem, that a person is mishabed the kol gufoi to the Rabbeinu Shalom b'shas is leivish tefillin. The tefillin will take care that I won't go overboard. That's a Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Yoina learns a different pshat in the Gemara. He learns that when a person has yiras shamayim gilu berodo, that a person should be someyach that he zoicha to the yira. That means yiras shamayim is a gevaldike mitzvah, and Yir and Simcha usually don't stem. They're two opposites. But if a person is Zeichet to Yir HaShemayim, he should be very happy with it. And he says a very interesting pshat in Abaye. Abaye was wearing tefillin, he was very happy. So the Ben Yonah says, pshat, what's the mice over here? He says, the mice was as follows. Abaye was unable to wear tefillin for a few weeks because he had stomach problems. And the day that he became healthy and he was able to put on tefillin was meiridik. So he told them, what is there in this world to be so happy about? He says, I'm not happy in the world. I'm happy I have now the opportunity to put on tefillin.